Welcome back. This is Jason.
And Randy.
How are you guys doing? We're back with another podcast for you guys. Tonight's podcast, we're going to be focusing on awakening. I don't know if you've ever heard the term or the phrase. I'm sure if you Googled anything about the New Age since 2012, I'm sure you came across it. And that is going to be the topic of our discussion tonight. And remember, and anytime you have any questions or you want to suggest any topics, you feel free to email us at soulchatpodcast@gmail.com. And we will reply and get back to you as soon as possible.
Hey, first, I want to give a shout out to Brooke, who is amazing. Brooke, thank you. We love you.
Yes, Brooke, thank you so very much. You have been a great help. You are
so looking forward to the three of us working together and getting some good information out there to y'all.
Yes. You rock, Brooke. Okay, so awakening, Randy.
Yes.
Could you describe what awakening means to you? And would you be willing to tell us your awakening experience?
I would. Okay. I did not find out the definition. Well, you know, you can look up Webster and get the definition to awakening, but it's nothing like when you truly experience it. Mm-hmm. I am still not able to find the words to describe an awakening. It is so surreal. It is so amazingly out of this world. You just really have to experience it to believe it and to understand it.
Right.
As for my personal experience, it started about 6 years ago when I suffered a traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. Near-death experience, the whole nine yards. And after that day, sounds weird, but I never felt alone.
Yeah.
When I had that accident, I damaged my olfactory gland, which left me without the ability to smell.
Without the ability to smell. Wow.
Yeah, you never know what you actually take for granted until it's gone. And,
imagine.
So, I wanted to get back to my spiritual roots. I opened up the Bible again after not doing that since I was a child. Mm-hmm. And I reread the Bible twice. And doing that in my new, we'll call it a new mind, gave me a lot of questions, and I wasn't really happy with what I was reading. I was not in agreement with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that propelled me to go further in my journey.
Right. So your actual accident or your brain injury actually led you into exploring the what happened during your brain injury, or did that start your spiritual awakening? So exploring.
And, you know, and it really even, it happened without me being aware of it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even conscious to the thought or to the process of me changing. It wasn't until it then got really started that I had noticed, wow, you know what I'm saying? But I did not put any extra time into it. It was just something I did when I was idle. I didn't share it with no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And looking back on that now, I am so glad I did that because it is definitely a personal experience.
Yeah.
But now that I'm further into it, I'm so glad that we have joined forces.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I have literally thought I would be in a padded room with my thoughts, the way some of them go sometimes, if you weren't there to be like, you know, I'm the same way. Okay, good. So we can share a padded room.
Yes, most. And we'll get into that a little later about how odd and weird. And like you said, there is no word. So when you're trying to, if you was to try to explain it to people think you really are crazy because there really isn't words big enough to describe the feeling of that experience.
And my true awakening moment didn't happen until about a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And with you.
Yeah.
In a graveyard, completely unbeknownst to me.
I remember.
I had been praying and asking and even consulting Jason and his gift with the tarot. I was just sitting and spinning. And out of nowhere, the universe said, boom.
You was wanting proof of something, were you?
Yes.
Because you were stuck in a rut. And you was like, even considering atheism, I do believe.
Yes.
And you're like, I need proof because I can't go further. Because, and you are reading about all of this, awakening and all this. It does sound very science fiction, very, these people are dropping acid. And
I literally looked up every single religion known to man and, you know, looked into every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And atheism was where I fit in best.
Yep.
But not no more.
And it's like, I remember I always told Randy, I was like, when it's time for you to experience your, I said, you will know it. But the universe, it answers you though. I'm glad you did get to experience that, but I also answered because you like, you asked for it, and it was like, that was like a slap in your face. Like,
yes, it was. Completely off guard. And just on a side note, for all of my impatient people out there, I hear you. I'm like your president. And I was so impatient. Oh my goodness. But just give it a little bit more time. It'll come.
And you, that all, even that whole trip we had it at was so spur of the moment. It was very late. We were both kind of tired, kind of iffy. And he was like, hey, let's go here. And did it. And look what happened.
I know.
Pretty awesome.
So, for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. These questions are random. But, okay. No kind of order. What would you say to someone who wants to dedicate time to their awakening process, but they are so constrained by life? And the many duties that they are having to do.
Okay. As you said, every person's spiritual journey, path, experience is going to be completely unique and different to their own. And yes, life does get busy. And it does find hard. It's hard to find those times to dedicate. Back when I started mine, I was working, and what I would do is like the time for me was not shower time. I'd get under the shower with the water, and water is a conductive
for
your psychic ability, and I would kind of just think. And you have to, all the answers, and I know it sounds very, really new age, but it really is. The answer is totally inside.
It is. I would agree with that months ago, but I do agree now.
And you can start by, like, at night before you go to bed, journaling, dream journaling. I'm a big believer or big fan of doing shadow work. That provokes things that you don't really think about, and it provokes, and when you activate parts of your brain that is different than your normal way of thinking, usually that provokes an awakening experience and sets you into a whole spin of
Well, for people who don't know what shadow work is, can you give them a quick brief?
Yes. If you look at the human soul, we all have light, and like light and dark, not as evil and good, but like, like the earth, we have light,
so
and sun,
in touch
and the moon.
With your darker side.
Yes, your shadow side. It's going deep down, and it's like, for example, I had to confront myself about how I was so petty and so vain and so narcissistic, and on some things.
Well, when
and,
you're awesome, you know you're awesome.
Yeah, but see, I would project that emotion, and what it was, I was embarrassed by it, and some of it I wasn't aware of. But some I just didn't want to admit to it.
Right, and admitting and coming to terms with your flaws is humble isn't the word for it.
Yeah, it's right. But the thing
you
is,
get you get embarrassed by yourself. You really do.
Yep. But if you do shadow work, only you yourself only reads that. You can burn it, keep it locked, and let anybody else read it. That way, you can be completely honest.
If you're brave, go to the billboard and put your flaws on there.
Or if you're good at meditating or whatever, before you go to sleep, try to meditate, breathe in through your nose, out your mouth, think.
And you know, that's really, really good, really, really good tips. I do appreciate that.
No problem.
And as a mother of three, I can tell you it is so hard to find time. I can't meditate. As soon as I lay down at night, I can't try because I'm out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. But I found time, and I feel like, you know, if I can, anybody can.
And how I started was I was like, okay, I had this interaction, I had this experience today. It made me upset or it made me mad. Okay, why did that experience make me mad?
Yeah.
And then, and I'd be under the shower, you know, letting the water over my hand. Like, okay, Jason, why did that make you mad? And you break it down and you find out, wow, Jason. And you will be surprised. Even that simple step will open up like a lotus flower to knowledge and wisdom that you cannot even believe were what you want to call awakening.
Good answer.
Thank you. Okay, so since you had your awakening experience, you mentioned that you lost your sense of smell.
I did.
Now, I know with my own personal awakening, I had changes in, like, the way I hear things, hearing different tones, different chords, seeing color, everything seemed different.
That is so true.
How did your smell, how did that change your other senses, or did it change your other senses once you started your awakening?
It did. Good question. And it's taken me, you know, when this first happened, I told no one. Mm-hmm. I told no one. Because I can remember when I didn't believe this kind of thing, these kind of things, and I would instantly be like, okay, they're crazy.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And now that I have my own stories, mm-hmm. It's kind of very much a table turn. Now my smell changed. The only thing I smell mm-hmm. is, okay, I'm just gonna say it, is death. I can't smell my children. I can't smell fresh cut grass, flowers. I can't smell rain. I can't smell anything. But whenever I go to a graveyard sometimes, mm-hmm. which I love going to,
right.
I get this, is it like a decaying stone rose? Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that I can relate it to.
And that is a gift.
And as much as I want to say it stinks, it doesn't. It's a shock every time that I smell it. Mm-hmm. But I guess the only thing that I can smell is that, so it smells really good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, it's a smell, I try to sit and imagine not smelling anything, and I can't even imagine it.
If I sit and think about it for a while, I will cry. It's depressing. Yeah.
Even if it is being able to smell death, that would kind of, I could get your word, that would be kind of like, ooh, you know,
And now the way that I view death, it is a beautiful smell. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I answer that question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Most
awesome.
Definitely.
So, Jason.
Yes.
Whenever you started your awakening process, mm-hmm. do you recall a moment when you was just completely flabbergasted? Just something that just completely knocked you off your feet? What was the biggest shock?
Okay. Well, I've had so many, but I will tell you one because Randy was actually involved in this experience. She was a witness to it. But before that, I've had several to where it's like, there is no way that can be true. I actually, at one point in time, was actually considering committing myself into a hospital because...
So, people, this shit can't drive you crazy.
Because what I was knowing was so far out there that even, there's no way that it's true. If it is true, I got there. But now, I will tell you this, Randy was, we would get together and have conversations for hours, and we was, I was doing a tarot and learning through tarot spreads with her, and we got on this topic, and it changed everything about me and my belief systems and everything I hold dear. And it so turned it upside down, or flabbergasted, so it brought me to my knees. I stood up on my bed, and I fell to my knees and lost my breath.
He did. That is no lie.
Ray, I can't. Just stop. I can't. And it took me...
He took a couple of deep breaths.
Yes, it took me a while. And then a couple of days afterwards, all that made sense. And, and that's the way it usually works.
And something so, so amazingly vast that we can't even begin to describe is the universe, and for the universe to play simple mind, surprises on you would be so, I would be very disappointed, and that's not the way it works. The universe surprises you and completely lifts you off the ground with it, so you'll know when you find one.
I call it, say, my mind is completely blown.
Oh yeah.
Or it's like I can't even say anything. It's like all I can do I have the time where I'll sit a day or two and just think about it, and I'm just like, I can't even speak, and I have that, and it's like, when it first started, I would have them, like, close together. Now, they're kind of more spread out, but they still happen.
You said that, and I'm so quick on the words that come out of my mouth, and it is a flaw of mine, and I'm working on it, mm-hmm. but when you said that, I realized that's the only thing in my life that has ever made me speechless was the universe, and it's my finding out something else, and I'd sit for a minute before I'd say anything, and that's the only thing that can make me shut up.
Yeah, because it's like you definitely you have to process that. Because,
yes, you do.
And you have no choice. You can't discard it. You can't put it in a file 9 or whatever.
Your soul knows it's right.
Yeah.
There is no question in it.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So. Since you started your awakening, have you noticed a lot of synchronization of like with numbers or like songs, movies?
Okay, now I'm gonna say this, and I was just talking to my kids about this last night. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in coincidences. You've always heard me say that. I just don't. My whole entire life, I have always been one to look for a sign. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe it's my Mercury, you know, I've always got to question everything. But, and I would know when I wouldn't get one, and I would know when I would. As I have started becoming more aware of the universe and the lovely surprises that it gives you, I'm definitely, and Brooke also, she's the first one who, you know, was like, hey, you know, the angel numbers and everything. She's like, you know, check these out, and then you tell me about synchronicity. Mm-hmm. It's definitely there, but you have to know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say go looking for them.
Right. It's just being able to see the signs when they're present, not looking for signs.
And it's not going to jump up at you. It's not going to say, hey, here I am. That's not the way it works. If you don't want to see it, then the universe ain't going to make you.
The whole waking process is taking your time, processing, observing, and learning, and absorbing.
And because of that, one day out there in where we were, mm-hmm. I do not believe that you're not going to get anything from the universe until you are truly ready for it.
Yeah, and I told her that, Randy. I said, and that's another piece of advice, good advice too, is you can work hard, but until you're ready, because some of the knowledge I've gained recently, if I had learned that, say, 10 years ago, right, it was so not made, it would have been worthless to me.
Exactly.
You know?
If somebody would have told me to just wait on time, I would have done forgot about it.
Yep.
Because that's usually what I do. It moved on. Mm-hmm. Not this. And it's worth waiting for. Mm-hmm. It is. And
it's worth, if you can find someone you trust to talk it out, because you can be like, hear a word of, oh my gosh, we just talked about that like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, it helps you in your mind to put a check to fact check your, you know, so, okay, this is legit.
Everybody wants proof.
Right, exactly.
And we are hard up for evidence. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the universe will give it to you.
Oh, most definitely. But when you're ready, and you do have to, but you do have to keep your eyes open.
You have to be open to it. Yes, you do. And I thought I was open to the universe, but I wasn't. I am now.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I want to know, what is the most important piece of advice most important advice you could give to someone who might be starting to come into it, and they're maybe a little fearful. Maybe they want to run from it. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's different. Everybody's scared of change.
Yes. Okay. My biggest piece of advice is, I will be the first to tell you that the things that my own experience, and then the ones people that I've heard who had told you their true experiences, it is very fearful, because ascending or awakening, what it is you are killing off your whole complete old self.
You're killing off
and being born, reborn into a whole new person identity.
I think it's the soul actually remembering you are a soul.
Right. And my biggest advice is, it is scary. And it will, and it can make you feel like you're losing your mind. But my biggest piece of advice, I can't tell you how, but my biggest piece of advice is, do a lot of research. But when you're doing your research,
be careful what you read
online.
Very,
very careful. If you're reading something, it's
Lord, and your gut will tell you when it's bullshit.
Yes, yes. And trust that. I've been through probably 20,000 websites. I've probably gotten really truthful, helpful, honest information from probably maybe about 50 of them.
And I couldn't even say that many on astrology. I stick to maybe two or three that I go for.
And once you have your one little aha moment or your mind blowing, you'll know exactly what you're looking for.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Once you are, I tell you what, that is a really, really good piece of advice. I do think so. And I want to add to that, though, mm-hmm. that you don't have to force it.
Oh, yeah.
Once you are truly open to the universe and its signs, and you make that be known just within yourself to the universe, mm-hmm. then you don't even really have to do anything else.
Nope.
Once you are open to it, they come.
Yes. And it is scary, but if you can sit down and get yourself to understand that even that what we call spiritual death or awakening, or even a literal death, is only a you're only transforming into a whole different state. So looking at it as a good
thing.
It is people. And like I said, it's really good. Be very picky who you talk to. If you know somebody's going to make fun of you or try to think you're crazy, stay away from them. Find somebody you can trust. If not, there's plenty of blogs. Contact us. Contact me.
Exactly. That's like me. You know, I'm sure out of the 700 something friends I have on Facebook, no one knows where I am at spiritually. That's because that's my business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't post my life on social media, but here I am taking a huge step and letting it be known. You know what I'm saying? And I, don't care about the backlash or the talk or anything, because at the end of my life, it is just mine. And you have to remember that at the end of your journey, it is just you. And I know that you want more answers than, well, hell, I didn't want to be talked about on Facebook.
Right. Exactly. You are responsible for your soul's actions.
And if not, you'll be here to do it again. I believe that.
Yes. So just it is scary. And it's okay to be scared.
I was very, 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 I was willing to just drop it all. Mm-hmm. But it kept coming back, and it kept coming back. And Jason, you know, I even reached out to him on that. I was like, okay, straight up, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? I realized that it's only because it's change.
Right.
And people aren't comfortable with change.
Yeah, nobody is. But just research, however, which way, whether it be online, books,
internally,
whatever.
Search yourself.
The best source I never get from books, it's always from inside, and you can confirm it in books. But yeah, that's the biggest piece of advice I would give.
I really like that. I think that they will too. I think our readers will truly like that.
And that's when you're starting your true spiritual path, is when you actually awaken. That's when your true path, or when you start your spiritual journey, that's when it actually truly starts, I believe.
Now, I have to call bullshit on that.
Okay.
Because, see, I started my journey about 2 years, since my head injury.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't fully awakened. I didn't start seeing colors brighter until about a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
You are right. Let me really reword that, because you are correct in that, because I was on a journey as well. But I wasn't on the, journey right from that time, but my journey now, it's like so totally different than I could ever even imagine.
Yes, people, I've got to tell you this. If you can, don't go out your way, go find anybody to share this experience with, but when you have someone there who can live that experience with you and you know that they are on that same level, there is nothing like it, because I promise you now, if what had happened to me had happened by myself, I don't think I would be talking to you right now. I would be somewhere in an asylum.
and I'm lucky enough where I'm very curious, and I like that I like being scared. So I had no one to talk to when I was going through mine. But see, Leslie, I'm the type of person where that excites me, so I dig in deeper.
Yeah, you are. You're a brave soul.
I was very lucky because if I had been very, very scared and I had nobody, I would probably still be in a mental institution or really, like, on a lot of different medications, lots.
Well, thankfully, we are neither one. We're not in an asylum, and we are not on medication. Mm-hmm. And so far, it hasn't been proven that we're mentally unstable.
I have been on medicines previously, and I am no longer on them, and I am so much better mentally, physically, all around about, without no medications, no nothing, just talking myself out and knowing myself. That's it.
And Brooke, when I found you and seen you were too on our level and you're normal as well.
I remember Randy said you got to be.
Yes, Brooke, you're awesome again.
What would you consider being anything that you gained? Like, have you gained new skills? Gained new gifts? Since you started your awakening process, lost anything of your old?
I have lost a very narrow view of life. Mm-hmm. I have lost a lot of negative people. I have lost a lot of negative ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. Nothing that I have lost has been positive. I mean, I've not lost anything that I would not want to lose.
Right.
And in the very opposite, I have gained a newfound, oh God, everything. I am new. You know what I'm saying? Just like they say, you know, Christians are born again.
Right.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. I feel like I have come to terms with come to know, getting to know my true purpose here. And my life is not easy. God Almighty, it's not. And the fact that I can actually find a reason behind the trials, and you know what I'm saying?
It's a very good motivator to be
an okay with that obstacle.
Right. So understand that there is a reason for why you're going through, and not just because there's a cruel man in the sky, or just because you're just
Right.
I get the bad end of the stick all the time.
I would never wish to be who I was before. And now that brain injury, I'm lucky to be here.
Yes. Yes.
I'm extremely lucky to put together a sentence.
Yes, you definitely really are.
I would not want to do it again, but I would never wish to go back to who I was before the accident.
You see, that's me. I would never want to go back to my old self. Never.
I wouldn't even get along with her.
and most people who've known for years, they only know the old me, and they don't know me
you,
now.
And I knew both. And I'm telling you, you've always been awesome, but this one is it's a much more positive awesome.
I think so. I've seen a change. It's unbelievable. Like I said, having a purpose and getting answers and what you've always been wanting gifted to you is such
a
motivator.
It's a happiness that you can't find nowhere else.
Because only you can create the life that you want. And you are the only one that can find the tools that you need to get there. But once you learn that you can do that and you will, it changes everything.
Yes, so. It really does. Really, really
good. So you want to get a summary? That was the end of my questions on that. We could go deeper, but I think we could switch that to another.
Yeah, I think
podcast.
Yes, I do agree with that. I also want to, because not many people probably heard our last challenge.
Oh, yes.
I would like to offer up another challenge, and this time I want people to let me know if you did it, and I also want to be challenged.
Okay.
I want a challenge. But today, my challenge is... Oh, let's think. This was on the spot. I'll just go back to the original. Do something nice for someone else without expecting anything else in return. That is a human given that is no longer given.
Right.
People are so mad all the time. They're so angry, and they probably don't even know why.
Yep. I want to give you a challenge, and you can give me a challenge.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. Your challenge for this podcast, I want you to actually make a list of 5 things about yourself that you truly find that is your positive, good qualities that you actually like about yourself.
Okay.
Write those down. You don't have to post them anything. Just write them down for yourself.
I feel like we're going to be open with our challenges. We'll talk about them on the next cast.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 positive traits. All right, and then for you, I want you to give, or let's see, what do I want you to do? Hell, I don't know, but I will come at you again with it later.
Right. And we'll mention it in the
yes,
podcast later on.
Yes, we will. We will not leave y'all out.
Yes, and please, we have a Facebook page. Go to Soul Chat podcast on Facebook. Email us.
Give us a like. Share us. Give us some feedback.
We want to discuss with you. If you have issues, questions, we want to talk about your issues as well. We're just getting started with ours, because we know ours, but we want to know yours as well.
Yeah, we're about tired of our thoughts. Come on, y'all.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy this podcast.
Yes, and we will talk to you next time.
Many blessings.